Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In this world that's all mine, we let our spirit shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.
This is a process.
I'm so stressed out.
Trying to get this stupid thing set up so we can sit here and record this for you guys. Every single time we think we have it down.
No, we never do.
No, for some reason it's like we set everything up, everything's great, and then one of the mics decides not to do the thing it's supposed to do.
Nope.
So we have been trying to record this for I don't know how long now.
At least 30 minutes.
At least 30 minutes. And just, I feel so bad for Becca because this is just...
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's all good.
We're here.
We're here. We're fine. It's all fine.
It's all good.
Oh, gosh. What can we do to make this feel better?
You know what? Actually, that's a great question.
This is a good question here.
Because what if we did random things that make us happy?
I'm not prepared for this at all. I'm just kidding. I've been making lists for weeks. We've been keeping a list for weeks now.
Yeah.
Becca, you have to explain what this is and why.
Okay. So basically this came up because one time, we were driving by an In-N-Out. And I mean, everyone knows what In-N-Out is.
I'd hope so.
Okay, yeah. So if you don't know it's a burger place, look it up. I can't help you.
Look, we can't do everything for you.
I need you to know what In-N-Out is.
Can you do this one thing for me? I fold it in, David. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I sidetracked us.
Okay, In-N-Out. I forgot already. Okay, In-N-Out. We're driving, and I was like, you know what just makes me randomly happy is when you see an In-N-Out, and they have the crisscross palm trees in the planter.
Yeah.
I love that.
It just makes you happy.
And I'm just like, man, like that, it just, like, for no reason, there's no.
It doesn't directly affect you in any way.
Not at all. But I love it when I see it because it's so cute and I love it.
It just gives you a little glimmer.
Yeah.
We like a glimmer.
Yeah. We got to look for the glimmer.
We got to look for the glimmer sometimes.
Got to look for the crisscross palm trees. Let me tell you.
Seriously. So Becca then was like, hey, you know what? Keep a list of things that make you happy for no reason.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it on the pod. I'm like, great. Definitely gonna do this, and I definitely did, but it took me a long time to figure out what makes me happy. It's fine. Anyways, great. So Becca's
world ending, it's fine.
World ending is fine. Everything's fine. This is fine.
It's great. It's great.
Let's do our silly podcast now. Something that just randomly made me realize or remember, I guess, that I like this thing and it made me happy to remember that I liked this thing is Airheads.
Oh!
No. Like, I think it was when we were at Dallin and Jess's house and they have that stash of all the Halloween candy. And he pulled out the bowl and I was like, oh, like I haven't had an Airhead in a long time. And I was like, I really like this. And it like made me so happy to remember that I like these.
That's so funny.
So anyways, Airheads.
I love that. Do you remember when you would like hold it by the end and just like shake it and until it was like a ball,
in
the wrapper? And then you try and eat that. Did anyone else do this? Because I need I need to know. Did you do this?
I think I had that thought because I bought some after that, like the little mini
ones. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's like, these are good, you know? And then I had the thought to do it, but then I remembered how difficult they are to eat at that point.
So like, it's horrible.
Never mind. Don't ask kids why.
So one thing that I had, actually a lot of these are Instagram profiles.
Oh, interesting.
This creator, their name is Tomas de Alameda. They live in Spain.
Okay.
And I only found that out because I'm like, where on earth is this person? I would love to run into them. They post videos of them in a very busy subway.
Uh-huh.
Of just these immaculate homemade outfits.
Oh.
That are just like, just so incredibly beautiful. Like, I love it.
And they're just like in a subway.
They're just in a subway and they're doing their little like fit check, you know, poses. But the part that gets me every time is when people come up and they just give them a hug.
Give them a hug.
Like they just go and they just biggest smile. It's just, it is the sweetest thing. Like here, I'll actually show you one. I love them so much. And my goal, someday I'm going to run into them and I want to give them a hug.
Oh, Becca's speaking it into the universe.
Because it's just like, it's just the sweetest human connection.
Yeah.
And I just think that it's just so special. And yeah, you just don't see that very much.
Oh, I love that.
Anyway,
okay. This wholesome content of the day. I love it. So I'm obsessed with the moon.
Yes.
But there's a particular time when there's a moon, like the moon is like a sliver crescent. Ooh. And then when it lines up with a planet and it like, it looks like a star, but it's too bright to be a star. But there's a, like, I don't know what it is, but every once in a while I'll catch it. Like, I don't, like, I generally know when like the full moon and the new moon are, but then I don't follow the rest of the moon cycles.
Yeah.
But like, I'll be out at night or something and I'll look up and I'll see like, it just makes me so happy to see the sliver of the moon with a little planet next to it, like lined up so perfectly. And I'm just like, oh, like I had to stop and just be like, hi, babes, you're beautiful. Like, I love it so much.
I love that.
Anyway, so that's one of the things that just like makes me happy for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, it's like there's no explanation.
No, it's just like, oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm like, I love that.
Okay, your turn.
Wait, really quick. Oh, yeah. Recently, maybe in the like last year, maybe 2 years ago, I realized that we only ever see one side of the moon.
We never see the other side. No, because the moon rotates.
Well, the moon rotates, but it rotates around.
But it doesn't stay like this the whole time. It rotates as it spins as it goes.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Does the moon rotate around the Earth? Well, we know it rotates around the Earth, but
the rotate
rotates on its own axis at the same rate. Okay. Wait. The rest of the sentence. Hold on. The rest of the sentence. This is why we always see the same side of the moon from Earth.
No!
I told you!
There's a whole side to my babes I've never seen?
Yes.
Oh my god!
This phenomenon is called synchronous rotation or tidal locking.
Oh no, my brain breaking.
Oh no!
I'm trying to think, like, if it's rotating at the same time and we're rotating at the same time. Oh!
Not us figuring out the solar system. Crack the code, ladies.
You know, a fifth grade didn't do it for us. We're mid-30s and just now figuring out how the solar system actually works. Yeah.
Which is funny because I know I've been taught this before, but like it just
rotates on the same. This is opposite.
Sorry, no, keep processing.
Wait, no, because we're seeing, that doesn't make sense. Because if our thumbs are like my thumbs, right, Kate?
Yeah.
But then if they're rotating at the same, are they rotating like this, or are we rotating like this? What are we doing?
Like this?
Where's Bill Nye the Science Guy when you need him?
Watch a video. The moon's orbit rotation. Yeah, so the moon constantly faces Earth.
Oh, wait, I see. So it's always facing the same around
Correct.
Us.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, there's so much to you. I don't know. This is a 4-minute video of this happening. Hold on. This is just what's going on.
Just a circle. Literally.
Just a circle.
Just rotating.
This is a 4-minute video.
That's hilarious. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to break your brain.
You definitely did break my brain.
I feel like this happens so much. I'm so sorry.
Look, let's be honest. Those who know me know that it does not take that much to break my brain.
You know what was so funny? It's when I was talking about how my favorite car, like, let's just segue real quick. This is worth it. My favorite car, if I had all the money in the world, my answer would be a Wrangler, a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, yeah.
We know this. Even before I could even drive.
Yes.
Always been.
Car.
That's the car.
Uh-huh.
I remember having a printed picture.
Really?
Printed a picture of it out to like
put on your vision board.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I had to have been in high school. Anyway, so there's a joke with the Wranglers, and you know this.
Do
but,
I?
I told you, and you were like, oh, this broke our brain. Because I said, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but in a Wrangler, the window, what is that called? The knob,
the buttons to roll the window down.
Button to roll the window down is in the center of the car. So like the center where console. The radio is,
yeah,
it's just below that.
Yeah.
So the joke is, you know, oh, like, why are they in the middle and not on the door, like a normal car?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is, well, if you took the doors off, how would you get the windows to go down?
And it broke my brain. I was like, you're right. How would you? Oh. And then, well, I don't even think I figured that out on my own. Becca had to be like, Jess, if the doors are off, you don't need the windows down. I'm like, oh, that's right.
Like, it's a joke.
I was like, oh, I guess. Wait. Yeah. How would you roll the windows?
It was so funny. I had to explain it.
I am a very smart person, but I am also blonde.
So funny. Anyway, okay, sorry.
Oh my God, I love that.
So anyway, there's...
Okay, so breaking brains.
So yeah, breaking brains. Something that makes me happy, apparently, because I keep doing it.
Breaking my brain.
Oh, okay. God. Another thing that I like to see in the wild, I like to see it when bumper stickers, like on cars, the school, like high school, they pull in, when they pull into that school.
That makes you happy?
Yeah. Because it's like saying the title of the movie in the movie. You're like, wait.
So meta.
Wait a second.
That's so funny, Becca. Okay. You know, good for you.
I know. Or like someone, I'd rather be playing basketball, and then they pull into a basketball court. Love it.
You're just like, yes, you're living your best life. You're doing the thing you said you're gonna do. Slay, baby. Oh,
anyway.
Oh, I love that so much. That's so good. Let's see. Okay, another one. Things that make me happy for no reason. And Becca knows this. I love an ambient light source.
Yes.
It is so hard for me to go to like a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls or even just like scrolling the interwebs and to see an ambient light source being sold and me not go, oh, you're coming home with me.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought this thing, like these things off of TikTok, these little like dank. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. And it's just like, they're like hanging stars that have like mercury glass in them and like a flickering fake candle, and it's just like, look, I love a witchy vibe, apparently. Yeah, I mean, oh, not yeah. apparently, let's talk about the moon and ambient light sources.
Yes.
But like, oh my gosh, I just love it so much. I'm like, I've got so many.
I'm literally looking around her room. She has four within view of me right now that I can just see.
And that's not all of them. I have a lot of them in storage too. And those are just the ones I bought in the last year even. Yeah. Like, I just love it. Like, I love that like I have sparkly lights on the top of my bed. Oh, I need I need to put those on. And then I have the dangling stars. I have like a sun catcher. I'm not going to name all my, I don't need to sit here and name all of my light sources. I'm literally Ariel with like a thingamabobs. I've got 20.
You know, I don't want to hear about all those.
I'll tell you every single one. Anyway, so those are things that just make me so happy. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, do I need this? Yes. The answer is always yes. Oh, I've got more little candle votives and stuff. Anyways, I'm just like,
so many.
I love a candle. I love an ambient light source.
I love that. Yeah, never use the big light.
No, never use the big light. We have the big light on today for lighting purposes, but that's like frustrating.
Yeah, I'm like, gross.
I know. I can't believe I did so that.
Shoogie.
I love it.
Another creator.
Okay.
These two are actors, I'm pretty sure. They have to. But they're, you know what I'm talking about? I am obsessed with the rich couple.
Yes, I love the rich couple so much.
I am obsessed with them.
Sweetie, call Jeff Bezos and see if we can get to Mars with him.
Yeah.
Sweetie, but why is it green? Yeah. Oh, I love it so much.
Here, let me just play you a sound of them. I really love about them is that they actually like each other.
Yes.
They're not like at each other's throats. Like,
they're not rich people who hate each other. It's, yeah.
But like the fact that they're not at each other's throats.
That they like actively, they're playing rich people, but they're playing rich people who absolutely love each other and like die hard for each other.
It's so sweet. It's like, oh, sweetie.
It's giving like Gomez and Morticia. Yeah,
literally, yes, but like rich.
But like rich and also not dark witchy vibe.
Yeah.
Wearing like a puffer vest.
So funny.
That's a good one. Because honestly, anytime I get so sad if I like go to their page and they don't have new something. I'm like, gosh, like hurry up and put a new one out. I know you guys are busy and you have your own things and you like, do your own things. Hello. No, literally, I've seen so many comments where people are like, turn this into a show. Why have they not? I'm sure they have to be pitching this show.
Come on.
I would watch the heck out of it.
I would, yeah.
They're so cute. Yeah, no, they're so, so good. They make me so happy. Something else that makes me happy for no reason is when, first of all, when you're at a Mexican restaurant, period. Just period. End of story. But when you're eating, I guess it doesn't have to be just at a restaurant. Like when you've got like tortilla chips and they've been deep fried, obviously. But when there's like a ton of them folded into each other.
Oh, like a nucleus.
When there's like so many of them, it's like they've had a stack of like, you know, they stack the tortillas, they cut them. But then a few of them get stuck together and they like curl into each other. And you've got like 16 tortilla chips into one little crisp.
Yes.
Love it. And I love to like try to pull them out without breaking them.
It's like Jenga. It's
literally like Jenga. Oh my goodness. That's so good. But it's like, oh, and then the layers of the crunch. Like,
and they taste better too.
Honestly.
Way better than the other chips.
Anyway, so that's something that makes me happy.
I love that. That's a good one. The other thing that randomly makes me happy is another Instagram or TikTok creator. But it's actually AI, which is kind of sad, but also I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah.
But it's the Sasquatch.
Stop it. The vlogging that I love it.
I am obsessed because it is so funny to watch because it's like a teenage boy's voice.
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, what up, fam? It's the Sasquatch here, and we're out here camping, fam. It's crazy. It's lit. You know, just like all this stuff. But there was one that it made, I don't know, where it was like, oh man, I fell into the river and my matches are all wet now, bro. What am I gonna do? Like, dude, this sucks. You know, just like,
yeah.
And then like in the next video, it's like, oh wait, I think there's a hiker over there. I wonder if he has matches. Like, anyway, it is just so funny and so stupid. Yeah, but I am obsessed with it.
The like AI type. Yeah. I know. Those are fun. Have you seen the ones where they have Sasquatch meeting stormtroopers?
No.
Where it's like there's an account where it's like stormtroopers that are vlogging and they run into like, you know, nonsense stuff. But at one point they run into both the Yeti, so like the abominable snowman, and then they run into Sasquatch.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Yeah. I need to see.
I don't know if it's like a full collab or if it's just like
a collab. It's all just AI. I know, right?
No, but, you know, like I don't know if it's like the two accounts are like collabing with each other, or if it's just like, hey, you know, I don't know,
like who runs this.
I don't know because I don't think the AI can like post on its own.
Yeah, I mean that's terrifying,
right? I mean we're getting there. I'm sure we're a few months away from that.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm terrified, but also, do I talk to chat like daily? Perhaps.
Yeah. Oh. Should we talk about
oh my gosh.
The curse.
We're sidetracking into another one.
So ChatGPT, there's a trend on TikTok where you just ask ChatGPT, and I quote, "What's my curse? Don't explain."
Damn.
Okay. And it just really, it nails
you. You know what? It made me be like, you know what? I think that's enough for today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know this about myself.
I mean, I know this about myself too, but like,
okay. So what's my curse? Don't explain. And they said, you romanticize chaos and then wonder why peace feels boring. Ouch. Absolutely the truth though.
Roasted.
Absolutely roasted. We're roasting marshmallows, baby. Cause we're I'm roasted
toasted.
No, cause I was literally just thinking like while I was getting ready today, I was like in my head, I'm like, oh, I need Netflix. I need music. I need something. Like, it can't be quiet. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not medicated enough to think.
Yeah.
I'm not let myself wander the halls of my brain. Absolutely not.
No. We don't give her a hall pass.
Oh, heck no. No. That's what therapy's for. Hashtag go to therapy.
Hashtag go to therapy. Oh gosh. Anyway. Yeah. No. Mine. So Becca told me about this last night, and I was like, I want to know. Yeah. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to know. So I asked, what's my curse? Don't explain. Loving deeply where uncertainty lies. Oh, ouchie. I can't function.
Grab a hammer because you hit it on the nail on the head.
But then you ask why.
Yeah.
And then exactly. It gives you the clarification. And it says, I said, well, why?
Yeah. Why?
It says, because your heart sees potential before it sees patterns. And then it talked about how I like, you know, they're like, oh, well, it's a beautiful curse though.
Like, it's so good.
Like, Penny, I call chat Penny because, you know, whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's true, but ouch. I said, well, it's a beautiful curse though. The kind that means you experience love in technicolor, even if sometimes you paint over the red flags. So, yeah, we're not well.
Yeah. I can't get enough of that, baby.
No. So that's when we stopped the conversation.
Yeah, good night.
I was like, okay, good night. Don't need any more trauma. Thank you. I had one. I'll share one more thing that makes me happy. One thing that makes me happy for no reason is my Aldi quarter.
Yes.
So I love Aldi so much. Like, I love to go on. I'm obsessed. It's really ridiculous. I'm really sad. Like, I'm not sad about it, but I'm sure people around me are sad about it. Great. Perfect. Because I will always stand Aldi. And like, it's to the point where like my mom would be like, oh, do you know where you can get this? And I won't even be in the conversation.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, Aldi has that.
Yeah.
They have a 2-pack.
Yeah.
For $4.99. Anyway, so I went on Etsy and I found somebody who, because I don't know, like, I always need my quarter.
Yeah. You know, well, whatever. Yeah.
I found someone on Etsy who put a quarter on a keychain. And so I like put a little cute keychain in my car and I leave the quarter in my car and it says my Aldi quarter on it. So that makes me happy. And then like going on Wednesdays and checking the weekly finds, I think is fun. Like,
that is
it's just like a little thing that makes me so happy to be like, oh, what do they have this week?
It's a midweek treat.
Exactly.
And then you actually get a chocolate treat.
And then you get a chocolate treat.
It rides shotgun, baby.
It does. It's that special treat, baby. It doesn't go in the pack with the rest of the groceries.
Oh, heck no.
No, you're special, babes.
No.
Those are things that make us happy.
Yeah, I love that. I just thought it would be fun because the In-N-Out thing, I was like, this needs to be talked about.
For sure.
Just random things that like, it's like, when am I ever going to tell somebody these things?
Guess what?
Right now.
Warm for it.
You guys get to hear it.
You guys get to hear it. When we wonder, who am I going to tell these things?
Yep.
That's you, babe.
It's you.
I love it. Speaking of things we love, what's the thing that you love that you're going to tell me about today?
Okay. This movie. Ooh. It's so good. Okay. First of all, it's called What's Love Got to Do With It?
What's love got to do with it?
That song plays all the time on
in this movie.
Oh no. Oh no,
I was like, missed opportunity if they don't.
No, they actually don't play this song.
Stop.
No,
is this a low budget film? They couldn't get the rights to this.
I don't know. Possibly.
Also, who but they sings have that song?
They have Lily James as, and Emma Thompson is in this as well.
Oh, so they spent all their budget on Emma Thompson,
probably.
Okay,
but phenomenal cast.
Is that Tina Turner?
I believe so. Yeah, no, I was saying
it is Tina Turner.
It plays all the time at work because.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they use Pandora, which I'm sorry. I am not a Pandora girly.
Oh my gosh. That's another thing we need to talk about. Another intro is we need to talk about the music streaming services and tier them.
The tiers. Spotify, top tier.
I mean, if any. Oh my gosh.
Is there anything other matching?
This is honestly should be an ick of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Or nothing else.
Or nothing at all.
Because
let me listen to the song I want to listen to and the album I want to listen to.
Yeah.
Exactly what I want to listen to. Wow, I spoke really fast. This pre-workout is kicking in.
But I mean, like, what is it? If it's free, it's like you can only skip songs like 5 times or something. And then there's commercials.
Yes.
And no, we don't play around here.
Mm-mm.
Music and food. We don't play around.
No, music and food.
Do not mess around.
Don't mess around. We'll mess around with a weird TV show or a movie as is, you know, displayed by this podcast.
Absolutely.
But music and food, heck no.
Nope, we do not mess around. Nope. We go premium all the way, baby.
Premium.
So anyway.
What's love got to do with it?
What's love got to do with it? Emma Thompson. Mm-hmm. Lily James.
Mm-hmm. What year was this?
This was pretty recent, actually.
Really?
Let me see. 2022.
Wow. Okay. So definitely Emma Thompson. I believe she's Oscar nominated by this point. Okay. Yes. She is Oscar winner.
Good.
Oscar winner. She has the last one she won was in 1996.
Wow. No, there needs to be more than that.
Oh, because she adapted Sense and Sensibility, which is also a really great movie.
Oh my God. I was just watching that the other day. Such a, like, anything Jane Austen, honestly, just...
As we know by our Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, we still stand.
Yeah, we love Jane Austen.
Anything Jane Austen.
Which, by the way, did you realize that she's only written 6 books?
That's wild. Was she also, like, writing poems and stuff?
I don't know, but there's only 6 books that she wrote. And you're, like, thinking there's got to be more because she's so famous.
She's very prolific. Like,
but no, there is only 6.
Good for her.
I know. Amazing.
Okay. Okay. Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson.
Oscar winner Emma Thompson.
Okay.
Is in this.
We're at a traditional Pakistani wedding.
Okay.
So Kath.
Okay.
Is Emma Thompson. Mm-hmm. And she is also Lily James's character's mom.
Okay.
So Kath is very drunk at this wedding.
Oh my gosh, Kath.
Zoe, who is Lily James's character. So Zoe's phone rings and she runs outside to answer it. It's obviously a business call. All of a sudden we hear a man's voice from above saying, you're like, God?
Like, God? Are you there? It's me.
Yeah.
Margaret.
It's me, Margaret. Long time no see, Miss Award winning documentary maker. And then we see Kaz.
Kaz?
Yes.
Okay, Kaz.
Who is her bestie from when they were kids. And he is sitting in the treehouse smoking in the backyard.
Okay. All right. So he's a bad boy Kaz.
Yeah. So she's like climbing up to the treehouse and she's like, okay, your parents still don't know that you smoke. Well, I'm an oncology doctor.
Yeah.
It's not a great look if people knew.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, by the way, I'm getting married.
Okay. Wow. Hitting with the 1-2 punches.
Yeah. Here. He's like, I smoke and I'm getting married.
I smoke and I study cancer. And also... Hey, I'm getting married.
I know. He's like, I'm going to do an old fashioned. I'm going to do an arranged marriage.
Oh.
He's like, okay, well, like, you never want to get married. So they're both single. She says this line that is really sweet. I haven't found anyone to commit watching a whole TV series with me. And he's like, where is your sister, Jamila? And Kaz is like, oh, she couldn't make it. We should go in, by the way. Like, let's go inside. So anyway, they go back in and Kath is just next level party.
She is legit lit.
Yeah, she is lit.
She is lit.
She's lit, fam.
She lit, fam.
So anyway, so Zoe's like, okay, mom, it's time to go. Like, she's had enough.
Yeah, we're done here, mom.
Yeah. So they walk out the front door and then they go immediately next door. So they live right next door.
Oh, okay.
Which is so cute. Anyway, so the next day, Zoe is in a work meeting with 2 guys about another documentary that she's made. So they're like, hey, thanks for coming in, but we're not going to take this documentary that you made.
Oh, rude.
And then she's like, on the spot, what about an arranged marriage in modern multicultural Britain? I could follow him on his journey to marry a stranger chosen by his parents.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, absolutely I would.
I mean, isn't there something, what's that show, the Netflix show?
Oh, there's so many.
Matchmaker,
like,
or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's, yep. Yeah, love I those shows.
Love it.
Yes. Oh, okay, well, what's this new documentary called? And of course she's like,
pulling it from her butt.
Yeah. So they're like naming off other movies. Meet the Parents first.
So they're doing riffs on like.
Yes, of like movies. Other rom-coms.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope she's a pretty woman.
Oh my gosh.
My big fat arranged marriage.
Okay.
And then Zoe says, love contractually.
Ooh.
And they're like, boom, that's it. That's the title.
I got chills, babe.
I know. So good. They're like, okay, so like his family's on board with this. Like they're fine with this. And she's like, oh yeah, totally. Totally. They're totally good.
Yeah, they're absolutely. They've already signed the contract.
Yeah, they're totally in on it. And she leaves the meeting and she's calling him. She's calling Kaz and he's absolutely not. I'm not doing this.
She's like, look, I already pitched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's like, we have to do it. I already told them. I'm
sorry,
doing it.
I already am spending the check as we speak.
Yeah. So she's like, your mom doesn't know you smoke, right?
Blackmail.
Yeah.
Look, this documentarian's like, I will stoop to these levels.
Yeah, we will go there. Now Zoe is interviewing Kaz's parents, and they have the sweetest arranged marriage story.
So they have an arranged marriage.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they are the success story. Mm-hmm. So they met on their wedding day. They were sitting on the stage. The power went out during their...
During the wedding.
So he leaned over to her and said, don't worry, it's nothing. When the lights came back on, I could tell he was really looking at me. So Zoe gets a text from an old friend saying like, hey, are you busy? I could really use another babysitter for my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm overwhelmed. It's a girlfriend of hers. Mm-hmm. So this friend has two cute little girls. Like, maybe one is 8 and the other's like 6. Mm-hmm. So they're playing and the doorbell rings and it's dad. They go running over to him and they're like, dad, what's Viagra? And he goes, oh, Auntie Zoe must be here. Let's get ready for bed. Like, let's tell us a bedtime story. So she makes this one up. It's obviously a twist on Cinderella, which is amazing.
Oh,
connection.
Yeah, Lily James Cinderella.
Yeah. Oh, I love sweet. That. Okay. While the story is being told, we see Zoe going on dates. It's kind of like a voiceover situation. So she's at the bar and some guy is making eye contact with her. And she continues, like, sometimes, girls, you meet someone and you just can instantly tell that you want to spend the rest of your life without them.
Yes.
And then he then gives her finger guns from across the room. And she's absolutely not. Like,
yeah, you definitely don't want to be with the finger gun guy.
Yeah, or no. So Cinderella meets another prince and he asks her to marry her. But she said no. Mm-hmm. Cinderella was more interested in breaking glass ceilings than glass slippers. So she focused on work and realized, I don't need a prince. The end.
Literally Aunt Becky.
Yeah, literally me. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Never mind.
I'm like, are we just reenacting a story Becca is telling Kate and Brooke right now?
Literally. Oh my gosh. Which, by the way, we just had a new niece join our family, Brooke.
Brooke.
And, oh my gosh. What hit me, I was like, we get to teach her about Taylor Swift, Hillary Duff. We get to teach her about, like, Pink Pony Club. You know what I mean? Like, we get to teach her all that stuff. I'm
so
excited.
I love that Becca's like, Pink Pony Club.
Kate's favorite song. Anyways, the movie. Okay, so now we're at a Muslim matchmaking event. And Zoe, of course, is filming Kaz as he's going around in these speed dating group things.
Okay.
It's obviously a dud and the whole event for Kaz, at least.
Aww.
So they're walking down the street. Zoe is like, how are you going to know if there's chemistry if you don't really know them intimately? He says, I think we both know if there was chemistry. And both of them are like looking, gazing into each other's eyes, you know?
Oh, okay. So the love connection has started to...
Oh, yeah. So she changes the topic. She's like, oh, do you want to go grab a drink? And he's like, no, I have lunch with my mom. It's Mother's Day. She's like, oh, crap.
Uh-oh.
They both go to their houses next door to each other.
Yep.
Kath answers the door. And she says, happy Mother's Day. I wish I could say the same thing to you.
Kath says this to her. She's like, make me a grandma already.
Yeah, she is that woman.
I love it.
So they're inside cooking and chatting about how Kaz is so handsome. And I'm so lucky to have the family as neighbors. Like, they've really became my second family since your father left for that teenage whore.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's like, I'm not bitter.
So just then we realize that they've got this little cute little dog and something is hanging off of his tush.
Oh, no.
So, like, he had eaten something and
it was
making its way out.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. She's like, Zoe, you need to get him to the vet tomorrow. Okay, fine. I can't remember the dog's name, but I'll take the dog to the vet tomorrow. Yeah. Kaz is eating dinner with his family. So we have Kaz, his brother, and his brother's wife. Mm-hmm. We have his parents and grandma.
What happened to Sister Jamil?
We come back to that.
Okay.
So mom comes in. She's like, hey, we found you a girl. She lives in Pakistan. And Kaz is like, okay. Like, what am I going to have in common with someone from Pakistan?
She lives in Pakistan.
Yeah. And his dad says, besides culture, religion, language, color, family genes, should I go on?
He's like, you have everything. You have everything in common with this girl.
Yeah. So we're Skyping with her and her family tonight. Let's see if there's a connection. You know, either way, this is happening, essentially. So now we cut to an interview with the brother and his wife of how they met. Mm-hmm. And their parents set them up. And at first, both of them were against it until she saw him at a cultural center. They were both a part of an archery club.
Okay.
But they never spoke to each other. And after they agreed to meet, he said, you wander from room to room, sometimes looking for a diamond that's already around your neck.
Okay.
I know. Amazing. Yeah. So Cass is getting ready for the Skype call. Zoe's recording on her camera. So he says, Mayamuna, very pretty name. And she says, thank you. And then, like, that's it. And yeah. And Cass is like, okay, are you named after anyone in your family? No. So you're studying law. Like, tell me about that. And she goes, yes. He is like pulling teeth.
Is she, does she speak English fluently?
Oh, very fluently, yeah.
Okay, so it's not a language barrier. It's simply a chemistry issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, do you have any siblings? Like,
twiddling fingers.
She says, I have a brother and a sister. What about you? And is like, oh yeah, I have a brother. And also this really cool place I went to.
Oh, okay. He's like avoiding talking about the sister.
Mm-hmm. And then it kind of dies down again. And he says, how do you feel about moving to London? And then all of a sudden from behind comes her mom in the Skype camera. And she's like, oh, she's totally fine with it.
Okay, so mom and dad are definitely there.
Oh, yeah.
Are his mom and dad also in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So Zoe goes to the vet with the dog.
Uh-huh.
And this vet, in my opinion, is very cute and witty. And like, he's just super nervous. Yeah. Like, you can tell he's got game, but he's just
he's
so
a little
nervous.
Fresh.
Yes.
Okay.
But he's very, very cute. So he's well-versed in her life story from her mom.
Oh, okay. So, mom. She's sneaky.
She is. As she's walking out, he's like, do you want to get a drink sometime? And she's like, we'll work. I'm really busy.
Come on, girl.
I know. And he says, oh, okay. Well, your mom said, okay, never mind.
Oh,
poor guy.
Oh, no. He's been led astray.
Yes.
He really put himself out there.
I know. Zoe is looking into freezing her eggs. And the doctor says, I did not know this. Did you know that when you freeze your eggs, only 1% of them end up in live births?
Wow, wow, wow.
So the chances are not great. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
So at this appointment, her friend Helena, the girlfriend that we with the two kids, keeps calling her over and over again. And so after the appointment, she runs to Helena's house. And Helena's saying, he accidentally texted me instead of her. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I should have known. It's someone from work.
They have two kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ew.
So Zoe goes to put the girls to bed. So she's making up a story about Red Riding Hood. She says Red Riding Hood was having a very bad week and was looking for something to help her feel better or feel nothing.
Oh, gosh. She is like fully.
Yeah. She's like, girls, adulthood.
Adulting is hard. Sometimes you just don't want to feel anything.
Yeah. So again, we kind of have a voiceover situation. She's at the club. She's very, very drunk.
Okay. Okay.
And she says she meets a wolf. A little nibble here and there can't hurt. She wakes up in his house and looks around. There's women's shoes neatly lined up in the closet.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Why does my brain go serial killer?
No. Like he's with somebody, but he just had a one night thing with her.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. That's worse.
Yeah.
Is it worse? I don't know. That's worse in my brain right now.
Now we're with Kaz doing the documentary, and he breaks the news that he is now engaged
to the girl.
Mayamuna. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's getting married in a month. Mind you, she is 22 and he is early 30s.
Okay.
Not too bad, but there definitely is a barrier there. And Zoe says, oh, you're really going to marry a stranger. Like, you're really going to do this. And he's like, it sounds like you need a holiday in Lahore, Pakistan.
It's like, it sounds like you should come with me to go meet my bride.
Yeah. So Zoe is over at mom's house again, at Kath's house. They've got their bags packed and Kath is cooking something. Zoe asks about, Barney is the dog's name.
Okay, Barney's the dog. That's cute.
Yeah. So Zoe asks about Barney and she says James, the vet, is going to come pick him up. I invited him for lunch before we leave.
Oh, mom is working extra hard to be a matchmaker herself.
Yes. So James comes in and is like, oh, it's been a long day. I was working with the tortoise, but he was making a slow recovery. But, you know.
Why is it like, giving Ted from Schitt's Creek?
Literally Ted.
That's hilarious.
That is the perfect way to explain this. He is very handsome. And witty, but like he doesn't know it, you know, like he is Ted.
He's just a goober.
Yeah. So Kath is like, oh, when we get back, we should have dinner with Helena and Harry. And Zoe tells Kath about the affair.
Yeah.
And her mom is shocked. But she says, oh, well, James would never do that. Would you, James?
Oh. I know. Mom.
She really.
Kath.
You thought she's
him.
Doing the most. She's doing
she's
the mostest.
She's doing the mostest.
And he said, no, of course not. And Zoe asks, well, why? And he says, well, because I'd know. oh, hey. And the doorbell rings and it's Kaz. And Kath lets him in and she's like, Kaz, like, what are you doing here? The flight isn't for hours. And he's like, oh, we need more time for security for me to be randomly selected.
Oh,
and, yeah. And Zoe's like, oh, okay, well, we have to go now. So bye.
The bean.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're on the plane. Kath is sitting next to a Pakistani man and she's showing pics of Zoe as a kid.
She's always working.
Always.
She has one agenda and that is get daughter married.
Yep. Yeah. So she's like, here she is in the nativity play. Well, you wouldn't know what that is, but I'll explain it later.
She's like, look, babe, we've got 24 hours on this flight or however many hours.
We're just gonna go over the bullet points.
I'm gonna give you all of the details.
Kaz and Zoe are next to each other and she asks Kaz about if he could cheat and not get caught, would he?
Wow, she is like really doing the like documentary.
Oh yeah.
Documentarian, whatever.
Yeah. He says no because God would know.
Okay, interesting.
So, the different answers. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
So, they're at the reception hall, and we overhear a conversation of Kaz and his mom. Mm-hmm. And Kaz is very visibly sunken and sad, and she says, there's nothing we can do about it at this point. I'm sorry. It'll hurt your grandparents. Let's not spoil this happy occasion.
Oh.
Yeah. Zoe is interviewing Kaz's grandma. Mm-hmm. Kaz's mom is interpreting. So, grandma met her husband on the wedding day. He came to her village on a white horse.
Okay. Yes. We love the showmanship of it.
Yes.
This is why I love marriage ceremonies from other cultures.
Yes. Like,
yes, we have symbolism in, you know, Anglo-Christian, whatever marriages. But like the cultural stuff.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
It's so beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He carried her away from her home like Prince Charming. Mm-hmm. Zoe asked, did you fall in love? And she says, it's better to fall into like and walk into love. Then grandma says, it was a good match.
Fall into like and walk into love.
Yes.
That's cute. I like that.
So now we're in a room with everybody. Mm-hmm. And in walks Mayamuna. Kaz does one of these double take looks like, oh my gosh.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. She's very beautiful and very soft spoken.
Okay.
So we're interviewing Kaz and Mayamuna separately. So Zoe asks, do you see yourself falling in love? And she said, yes. Inshallah, which I had to look up. It means God willing.
Okay.
Kaz says, whatever in love means, referencing the famous Prince Charles and Diana interview.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, did you not know that?
No, what is that interview?
Okay, so they're engaged, Princess Diana and Prince Charles. They're in an interview and they're like, oh, do you think you'll fall in love to Prince Charles? And he goes, whatever in love means.
And then, he's sitting there with Diana?
Oh, yeah.
And they're already engaged?
Yeah.
Strange.
No, it's
heartbreaking.
Yeah, it really is a really low blow.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how much you know about Diana and Prince Charles's relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously not great, but she was very much so in love with him.
Yeah.
And he was obviously very much so in love with someone else.
With Camilla.
We won't go to there. We won't dive down that rabbit hole. But anyway, that is the famous line. Kaz and Zoe go to a bazaar.
Okay.
And he's explaining there are 3 days of wedding festivities.
Love it. Love it.
I know. See, this is where it's like, okay, I like want to learn more.
Yes.
I love it. So they go to lunch and the waiter comes up and says something to Kaz in Pakistani. And he says, oh my gosh, he thinks you're my wife. Yeah. But I told him we're just friends. And Zoe's like, great.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah. She's like, but I was your first kiss in the treehouse. Did you forget?
Oh.
And Zoe was like, hey, I saw you and your mom talking in the hall. What was that about? Mm-hmm. And Kaz says, it's about Jamila.
Okay.
Zoe says, why is what she did so bad? Kaz says, a Muslim woman is not allowed to marry a non-Muslim man. It broke my grandfather's heart. Literally, he died a week later.
Oh, gosh, how sad. Mm-hmm. So she got married to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Outside of
the faith.
She didn't even come to the funeral. She wanted her husband, David, to be welcome as well. They had a baby and they have never met. So Zoe's like, all this unhappiness when all she did was fall in love. Like, what's the point? And Kaz is like, you don't understand. And Zoe's like, well, explain it to me. And Kaz starts to get really angry. And he said, you want me to explain why we're different? Even though I'm British born and I'm asked when I'm going back to Pakistan or where are you from originally? I'm British.
Yeah.
But people see it as Brit-ish. Okay, so later that night, Zoe is on Jamila's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And just then she gets a text from James, the vet.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, can I ask you one more time to go to dinner with me when you get back?
girl, say yes.
I know. And she's like, we don't know how she responds. The hen and stag party begins. Amuna was like, oh, I thought you guys would be more modern. Like, you like to party. Like, you're kind of a wet blanket.
My Amuna says this.
Uh-huh. Like, her real colors to are who? Showing. To Kaz and Zoe.
Whoa.
Yes. Just then, my Amuna grabs a drink that is a Coke and whiskey and just chugs it. Like, she is a very much so a 22-year-old girl. They go back to the hotel and Kaz just blocks the door. And he says, by the way, I didn't forget.
Of course he didn't. He's yeah. in love yeah. with Zoe.
Yeah.
And he's trying to convince himself that love is stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the next morning, they're all eating breakfast. Uh-huh. So Kaz gets up and to get more food. And Zoe meets him over there. And she's like, can we talk? Like, on camera?
Oh, on camera?
Mm-hmm.
Not what I was expecting.
So she steps up the camera and she asks about the pre-wedding nerves. Like, yeah. you know, nope, all good, you know. Zoe's like, oh, this is insane. Like, why are you doing this? Everyone's pretending Jamila doesn't exist. Pretending the bride didn't dance. Pretending no one has sex. Your parents don't even know you smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want? Like, why are you telling me this now? She's like, don't marry someone you don't love. Life is too short and too long to marry the wrong person.
Yep.
And Kaz is like, you keep questioning my decisions. Maybe you need to focus on yourself.
Ooh.
Maybe you can't find someone to watch a TV series with because you always pick someone who is wrong for you. A man who'd be wearing a red flag and you'd think it's a sexy color on him. If the first person you date is a dick, you're unlucky. But if the next 10 people are all dicks, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself why. Does Ooh. It hurt? Yeah. Does it hurt less when you aim low and miss?
Oh, damn, he's like reading her to filth.
Yeah. So Zoe is obviously crying.
Yeah. She's like, excuse me, rude.
Yeah. So all of a sudden we see grandma in the room.
Was she in the room during this whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
But I don't think we knew that. Kaz and Maya Muna get married.
They get married?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
I was waiting for the like,
nope.
Speak now, forever hold your peace moment.
No.
But they're just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, we're still going to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, wedding is over. She's walking back down the aisle with Kaz. She is, like, just sobbing. So, Kath and Zoe fly home. Zoe is with Helena's girls, telling them a story of Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
And as she tells the story, we see her go to dinner with James.
Okay.
She says, the Beast didn't actually lock her in the cellar. That's just what the relationship felt like to Beauty. This guy is not her dream guy. He is there and available. Zoe and James are at dinner with Helena and Harry, which Harry is still around.
What?
Yeah. So they're having dinner at Helena and Harry's house. Harry's phone dings and Helena just instinctively grabs it.
Yep.
And she looks at it and then immediately puts it down. Like, it's from her.
Are you serious?
Yes. So now they're at the premiere of this documentary
yeah.
of Kaz's story.
Oh my gosh. She like filmed the whole thing.
Yeah. Kaz walks in and she goes to talk to him and James is catching on that she's not really interested in him and in love with Kaz. Like he's putting this together as they're talking.
Aww.
Zoe slips out of the movie because she's like, I'm so nervous. I can't watch this.
Yeah.
So James sneaks out and finds her and he just gets straight to it. And he says, like, Zoe, you're the dream. Like, you're the dream girl. And then he's just kind of like staring at her. And she's like, oh, you're breaking up with me. And he's like, I don't want to be second choice. And she's like, what? Yeah, like, this is working out fine. Like, and he says, but you don't want fine. And neither do I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Know your worth, sir.
Yes. Back into watching the movie on the screen, there's a couple in their 30s. She is Pakistani and he is white. They're talking about how their baby girl will never know their grandparents.
Oh.
Yes. Because of the arranged marriage her parents had set for her. You can see Kaz's family get really emotional. Like, they're just crying. It's Jamila and David on the screen. That she went and contacted them and then interviewed them for this.
I forgot that she reached out to her on Facebook.
David talked about how he read the Quran to try and understand her family and where they come from, yeah. and he respects it so much.
Yeah.
He quoted the Quran in his wedding vows, actually.
Oh.
Kaz comes out and he is fuming mad.
Yeah.
He's like, I trusted you. You didn't have to broadcast our family's dirty laundry out like that. And Zoe's like, I had to include Jamila. Like,
she's your family.
Yeah, she's a part of this.
And she's the other end of arranged marriage.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you'll never understand why this hurts so much. And he just storms out. And Maya Muna was very touched. And she just like thanks Zoe. And she's like, this was amazing. Thank you for doing this for us. And then they leave. And the rest of Kaz's family leaves. And they're all giving her dirty looks.
Oh, so they're all pissed.
They're all pissed.
This. Yeah, yeah.
So Kath comes out and she's like, well, that was just cruel of you. You could have told me I looked terrible in that outfit.
Oh, God. We love Kath.
Yes. Zoe leaves and she tries to call Kaz a million times. He won't pick up. She texts him and he just ignores it. Maya Muna goes to bed with Kaz and her phone pings a bunch. Kaz is like, do you need to get that? And she hands it to him. It's a text thread. Maya Muna says this, miss you so much, I can't stop crying. And then this other person says, the universe is against us. The idea of you in bed with him is killing me.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And Kaz is like, well, what do we do now? And Maya Muna says, pretend just like everyone else.
Yep.
Zoe gets a call from the producers and they're like, oh, the doc was great, like diversity, but we're seeing it through a white lens. So we need to press pause on the project.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zoe is packing and her mom is talking to her in her little houseboat. Like, where are you going? And she's like, Turkey, since everyone hated my movie.
Oh.
And Kath says, I don't value you less without a man, by the way. I'm very proud of you. There's a difference between being alone and being so far away no one can connect with you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she gets a text from Kaz saying, check your email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time she's heard from Kaz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So she goes to her computer and it's a video from Maya Muna and Kaz. Maya Muna says, I loved your film, Zoe. This may ruin your ending, but I think it will make more truthful.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of all we hear about the video. Okay. So we're now at the house and they're celebrating Eid Mubarak. Gosh, okay. I'm butchering that. And it marks the end of Ramadan.
Oh, okay.
So the doorbell rings and it's Kath and Zoe. Uh-huh. And they come in and they're like, oh, Zoe is here. Like, we didn't know she was coming.
Oh, this is the woman who blasted our family.
Yeah. Zoe's like, I really need to talk to Kaz. Like, is he here yet? Kaz's mom says, like, oh, you've been talking to all of my children lately. Like, it's very tense for everyone. Kaz comes in alone and everyone's like, where's Maya Muna? And she's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaz's mom is like, why is Maya Muna not here? Is she sick? And he's like, no, unless you call heartbreak an illness. And turns out our marriage was more insisted than assisted.
Oh.
Yeah. We're divorced. All you have to say is, I divorced you 3 times, essentially, for this marriage to be broken.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's it? That's all it takes?
That's all it takes.
They got married in the wrong culture.
Yeah, seriously. So he's like, well, while we're telling truth bombs, I smoke. And I have been since I was 15.
It's like, you know what? We're just going to put it all out there. Our whole family is having their dirty laundry aired.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm an oncologist and I smoke.
Yeah. Exactly. So dad says, I always ask myself, why is this grown man always in the treehouse? Does he think he's Tarzan? Kaz is like, I also drink sometimes, but I won't ever touch pork. And they're all, no.
Oh, absolutely. That's the worst thing you possibly do.
Yeah, but we don't care so much about the drinking and the smoking.
You drink and smoke and, like, you know, you are an oncologist, but that's fine. Yeah. But like pork?
Do not touch pork.
How dare you stare at bacon?
Yeah. He says, you always said Eid is about family coming together. All of a sudden we hear a baby cry in the distance and it's Jamila and David and their baby. They come around the corner and it is such a beautiful moment. They welcome them with open arms and she says about the baby, she needs her nanny Jan. And she says, I need my nanny Jan. That's what they call nanny grandma. Jan. Jamila's grandma is in a wheelchair and she's kind of holding the baby like, do you want to hold her? And she's like, oh my gosh, please. Yes, let me hold her. It's like such a touching moment.
I love that.
Like she's just like, just looking at her great granddaughter and just amazement. So Zoe sneaks out and Kaz is like, wait, where's Zoe? So he's calling her as he runs to the street looking for her and she won't pick up.
Of course.
She texts him, proud of you. He texts, where are you? He tries to call her. She texts him back. It's my turn to be brave now. Treehouse? ?
Okay.
He runs to the treehouse and says, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Stop it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
And she says, I'm pretty sure I'm the witch in this fairy tale. And he climbs up and he sits with her. And she says, I'm going to put myself on the line here. Would you like to watch a whole TV series with me?
Stop.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? That's so cute.
Yes.
I can't even say it out loud. Would you like to watch a whole TV series with me? Are you kidding me?
The hormones running through my body right now. That's so cute. I want to steal that line.
I know.
I know. So all the while, they're kind of like just staring at each other. But like throughout this next little bit, they're just kind of like inching closer and closer, you know. And it is like, in my opinion, probably one of the most chemistry building kisses I've seen on screen.
Whoa. Hold on a second. We got to rate chemistry kisses on screen.
Yeah.
Where are we at with this kiss versus the nobody wants this kiss?
Oh, man. I'm trying to remember that one.
Because to me, nobody wants what?
Sorry.
Hold on a second. We've got an issue. We're going to pause this.
Oh, that with the ice cream.
Yes. The ice cream. Seth Cohen. Seth Cohen. It's Adam Brody, but he's always Seth Cohen in my brain. Adam Brody, Kristen Bell.
I think this one might be topped that.
Oh, them's fighting words.
Yeah. As he's getting closer, we should take it very slow. Like, no binging. Like, an episode at a time.
Yeah, like one episode. We'll do one episode a week.
And then he kind of grabs her chin and she like turns away and then very slowly reaches her mouth. And yeah, in my opinion, it is the most romantic kiss.
Why is she turning away?
Well, she's just like scared.
Okay. I see.
But yeah, and then they kiss. And the tension has built so much that it's like insanely romantic, in my opinion. And then it just fades to black.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. I love it. So many ups and downs, but
so many. When you said they got married, I was like, well, the end.
This is over.
I forgot divorce is a thing.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't happen in these movies.
Yeah, no.
That happens in real life.
Yeah, it happens in real life, but yeah, not the movies. But yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I know. It was so good.
Okay. I like that.
I know. It's very good. 10 out of 10. Still need to watch it. I mean, because there's like the costuming is amazing.
Yep.
The decorations with all the weddings and stuff.
See, and that's what I'm like. Insane. Okay, so they didn't use the budget on the song. They used the budget on the Emma Thompson of it all. They used the budget on the travel of it all, I'm assuming.
Like, think of like Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes.
Wedding. Yes. But like for Pakistani.
Oh, I love it.
Gorgeous. Anyway.
It's a dream to be a part of like a Muslim wedding.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Stunning.
And hopefully
stunning.
I'm not. Stunning. 10 out of 10. Stunning. Love that.
So good.
So much. You were saying something. Oh, as you were talking through it, I was like, I feel like I've seen this movie. I haven't seen it. I feel like at one point at the end of another movie we watched on Amazon Prime or something or Netflix that this trailer played.
Oh.
And that made, because I was like, this is sounding familiar. Why does this sound so familiar? I think because I watched the trailer with you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love this. I'm definitely going to watch this movie.
Yes.
That's so cute. 10 out of 10.
But I also cannot wait to hear about your benefit.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm sure it'll be a 10 out of 10 too.
It's always a 10 out of 10, babes. We're doing the doom scroll on Instagram, all of that. I was going through my following, trying to figure out which influencers this was that posted this, and I could not find it. I was like looking through everyone's stories. It was on an Instagram story that I was scrolling last night. I could not find it for the life of me, but I did find the trend.
Okay.
So this is evidently a trend because she was sharing somebody else's video.
Okay.
Basically what it is, it's like the vertical screen and then there's two scenes that are happening at the same time, top and bottom. Okay. I don't know if maybe you've seen this already.
No.
The scenes are the exact same. It's basically two screens of the same thing happening.
Okay.
Right? And it's like in both of the screens, it's like people jump, a person jumping into a lake, a person riding a horse, a person having dinner with friends. And it's the same thing happening in each screen. But the difference is on one screen, there is life when people are judging you. Mm. On the bottom screen is life when you don't care.
Mm.
The top screen is life when they like you, life when you don't care.
Mm.
And the lesson is life looks the same. Life will always look the same, regardless if somebody's judging you, regardless if people like you, regardless if you have the thing that you've always wanted, regardless if you have, you know, the relationship that you think you want, regardless if you have the coach bag, like life looks the same.
Wow.
The only thing that matters is the subtitle that you have in your head for it. So are you going to enjoy jumping in a lake and living your best life and having dinner with friends at Chili's and getting the ultimate cheese pull? Or are we going to let our own subtitles of like, oh, but this person doesn't like me, or like, oh, I'm really worried about what this person is going to judge me for. Like how you experience life based on the subtitles in your brain is entirely up to you.
Oh my
life is always going to look the same. It's just a matter of how you interpret that. So are we going to spend our whole life being so worried and concerned about what somebody else thinks about us, or being concerned like, oh, I am being judged right now by doing this? No, what's the point of that? You're experiencing life wrong if you're concerned so much about what other people think about you.
Like, oh my gosh,
it's really just about the subtitle that you place for yourself. So it made me start thinking about, like, what subtitles do I place for myself?
Yeah.
And how do I edit myself?
Yes.
Based on what I think other people are thinking, or based on, like, how I feel it's being perceived by other people. And we spend way too much time, to quote, like, part of what you shared in the movie, it's like, life is too long and it's too short to, for her sake, marry somebody you don't love. Life is too short and life is way too long for you to give a flying crap about what other people think about your life.
Yeah.
And what other people think about what you're doing.
Oh,
and
man.
How you're experiencing your own life. I am a living testament to living your life for somebody else. And how miserable that can make you for a long time, for too long.
Yeah.
And trying to make decisions for somebody else's happiness while pushing your own happiness
to your detriment.
To your detriment. Yeah. Exactly. And that's not worth it.
No.
Like, granted, I'm still very, very grateful for my life and the experiences that I had during that time. But, like, life is too long and life is way too short for us to be so concerned about what other people think about our lives. Make the decision for your own life. Live your life for yourself. Sure, people are going to say that's selfish. But really, I'm the one experiencing my life. Why shouldn't I enjoy my life? Why do I need to let the subtitles of other people's judgments affect me?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Anyways, I just thought that was really cool. Life happens to you the exact same way, and how you experience it is entirely up to you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That actually reminds me of a post that I saw of a girl, but she had a carousel of photos. And the first picture is like her at the beach, you know, whatever, just hanging out. And then you swipe, and then on the photo it says, "Bet you didn't notice my really big arm."
Yeah.
And in the next one, you know, you're like, oh, cute. She's at the park with whatever, you know, her dog. Oh, I bet you didn't see how big my thighs were. Or, well, you know, whatever.
Turning into like a body image.
And I'm like, you're absolutely right. I did not see that. And even as I'm looking at the picture, I'm like, I'm still not seeing it. You know, like, but like, we do this to ourselves. And and it's like, why am I protecting somebody else's opinion of myself? Stop making yourself into digestible little bites they can choke.
I literally have that on my vision board. Here is like,
literally,
I will not shrink myself anymore. You can choke. Freaking choke. And like, that's like, it's bringing whole, like, this is so applicable in so many other ways. Like, it is applicable with our body image. It's like,
with everything.
The things we're concerned about, no one else is noticing, because they're also concerned with their own things that they're, you know, in their head. But like, we're subtitling our own life. So why do it in a way that makes it less enjoyable for us?
Exactly. Like, I have to live in my head. You don't.
You don't live in my head. Like, oh, I went to brunch with another friend. We're just shouting at all my friends. Jay named Jordan. And we were talking about how, like, it's just so not worth it to live your life angry. And there's that quote, it's like, anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. That's exactly what this is. It's like making yourself miserable. Subtitling your life is like making yourself miserable, but no one else notices it. Like, you're only affecting yourself. So why poison yourself?
Literally.
You are, and this goes back to speak it into existence, babes.
Exactly.
If you say it enough times, it will be true. It's like fake arrogance, not arrogance, confidence without arrogance here. If you fake confidence long enough, guess what? If your brain is broken like mine, you'll believe it.
You know what? Actually, that reminds me of a thing I saw years ago about a science experiment that a man did with two jars of rice. So one of these jars, he would say really nice things to it. Like, you're beautiful, you're smart, like, I mean, to Rice. And then he'd pick up the other jar and he would say, you're stupid. You know, like, you're ugly.
You talk,
like,
down to this rice.
Just talk terrible to this rice. Mm-hmm. I think it was like a month later, the one that he talked nice to was still white.
Yeah.
And then the one that he talked poorly to was like brown and molding. And like, yeah, you know, like, your words have so much power. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, not even just auditory, you know, like, oh, I'm processing,
like,
what you're saying.
Verbaling. Yeah, yeah.
But like, energy.
Yeah.
Has, like, the energy of your tone, of your voice, of the words,
yes,
has so much power. And I think we forget that too. Like,
no, 100%. Like, I mean, this goes into like I feel like we're spiraling into a million different topics at this point.
Yeah.
But like, that goes into the blue car theory too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, the second you decide that I want to get a blue car, mm-hmm, you're going to see more blue cars on the street. So yep, the second you decide you're looking for more positive things or looking for more, yeah, negative things, you're going to be acutely aware of those positive things or, yeah, of those negative things. You put out that energy, regardless if it's a placebo effect or whatever, like, that could be argued for too, mm-hmm, but you put out that energy. And if you're constantly looking for the good and the glimmers and the hope in your life, mm-hmm, you're going to notice more of that, and mm-hmm, it'll happen. It'll come to you more.
Yeah.
But if you are constantly like, oh, I have really bad luck, or, you, yeah, know, I always do this or this, yeah, oh, things never go my way. Like, you're going to notice more of that stuff, right, whether or not it's actually happening more. That's, yeah, what your brain is attuned to.
Yes. Yeah. That actually, this is the last thing I'll say. I have a friend of mine years ago where he was like, I'm just going to pick a color.
Yep.
And whatever day, like, today is yellow.
Yep.
I'm going to look for yellow things. And that means that I am loved.
Yes.
So every time I see yellow today, I'm going to think I am loved.
Yes.
And I was like, and he was just like, flowers, you know, like, yes, a pencil. Like, yes, I mean, he's just random things.
Yep.
He'd be like, okay, I'm loved. Like, reminder, every single little thing, yep, that he saw, whatever color. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just was like, man, that's, yeah.
No, that's exactly like, that's kind of how it is with like my angel numbers and things.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
Like, for me, you know, millennials know 143. Mm-hmm. That's I love you. Mm-hmm. Right. So anytime I see the numbers 143, I'm taking it as a sign that the universe loves me and is supporting, mm-hmm, me.
Yeah.
And granted, I don't see it every day, but it is something that you notice when you do see it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's putting these positive thoughts into your brain when you do see these things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway. I'm a big fan of angel numbers. I, yes, see it all the time.
Yes, baby.
I see 1 through 3 all the time.
Yep. Well, you said 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Oh, when did... See, now we're turning into a medical physical... metaphysical podcast here.
Yeah.
When did that start for you? Because it used to be like a lot of ones and a lot of threes for
you. Yes.
And now it's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
When did,
yeah,
that start?
I would say more heavily on the ones, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe like the last 6 months.
The 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3 is rebuilding.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Which makes a lot of sense for your life right now.
Yeah. Totally.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Interesting. Yeah.
Anyways.
So, anyway, angel
numbers. We started with subtitling your life. Life looks, yeah, the same. And we found our way back to the metaphysical again. Two white girls in Orange County talking about vision boards and angel numbers.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the benefit today.
Yeah. Wow. That, I love that. Well, thank you. That, yeah, was, yeah, a good reminder. Cause yeah, the words you speak become the house you live in or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. You're building, yeah, the house you live in by the words you speak, I think, is, yeah, the way people, yeah, say that.
Yeah. Subtitle your life in a kind way.
Yeah. Life is going to look the same. It's just how you experience it.
Yep. I love that. Yay. Well, very cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you for telling me all about what love got to do with that.
Yeah.
I love it.
And thanks for listening to all of our tangents.
My gosh, we had so many tangents today. I promise I will not drink another Celsius before I do an episode ever again.
So funny. Honestly, maybe I should have, and I could match your energy.
No, because this was way too much. With just one of us on this wavelength. Like,
that's true.
Look at
we can build off of each other. That's for sure.
It. Make sure that you rate, comment, review, like, subscribe, share.
Yes.
All the things.
Please share with your friends.
Yeah. All right, babes. You're great.
We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ditch the clocks and deadlines. Time is ours to define. In the this world that's all mine. We let our spirits shine. Binging with benefits, sisters watching flicks. It's the perfect fit. Binging with benefits.